Craig, it's good to have you on the radio today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Now, as we were just talking a little bit off air, you wrote a piece of music a while back, and yet with Diana's passing 25 years ago this week, it's really kind of incredible that the tune continues to live.
It does. Every year, my piece gets airplay about this time of the year. And I actually wrote the music at the Lake of the Ozarks 25 years ago yesterday.
Well, I heard a story about something about water tapping on a roof, and that's how you got the idea?
There's several movements to the whole thing. It's a complete symphonic piece. And we're only going to play 3 minutes of it, called Diana's Theme. But back in the day, here at the lake, there was a restaurant called the Potted Steer over by the Upside Down Bridge. They told everybody at the restaurant that Diana had just passed away. Of course, it was the 31st in the UK at that point. So this was on the 30th, the evening of the 30th, and it was probably 10 o'clock at night. And we were there by boat, and so we're like getting in the boat and going, can you believe it that Princess Diana died in a car accident tonight? So I had several people with me, and we're trying to get back to the Lodge of the Four Seasons, and we're coming down the main channel, and there was just massive skies opened up with golf ball size hail. And there was a guy from the shoreline. I mean, we couldn't see anything in front of us. I didn't know if I was going to hit a bluff or whatever. But just kind of like just puttering around in the main channel, just trying to get our direction. And some guy with a big, large searchlight saw us out there and directed us into what I call the Copper Tops. And so we pulled under a dock, and all these people had taken refuge there and their boats, and just anybody that could get a slip pulled in just to get out of the storm. And so that hail was hitting the top of the tin roof, and it was the most incredible percussive sound. And you don't hear the percussion solo in what we're going to play today. But having said that, I just stayed up all night long and just this complete, you sketched out this, theme and the melody and the energy of the whole thing and it was just such a sad, sad moment for everybody. And so that's what it's about. And I have my degree in music composition from CalArts out in Los Angeles. And so I've continued to write since I graduated in 1980. Mm-hmm. And I'm a real estate developer. So I've got the right brain, left brain thing going on.
Okay. So in this piece of music, Diana's Theme, by the way, who sang it?
Marv Johnson from St. Louis. We actually brought the tracks back from London. London Symphony Orchestra recorded it at Abbey Road Studios, and we brought the tracks back, and Marv Johnson sang it and added a little bit of a counter melody to the whole thing, which was very interesting. I mean, the melody was there, but he manipulated it to his voice and his style, and he's a soprano. You would think this man is a woman singing, but he was a former Sony recording artist.
Has this been done on the symphonic stage by any major symphony across the country or around the world?
Yes.
Yes.
Besides the London Symphony Orchestra, it's been played by the Southampton Symphony Orchestra. It was also performed right here at the lake in 2016 by the Missouri Symphony Orchestra over at the School of the Osage, and we had a full house that night. It was a fabulous outturn for that. Mm-hmm. And since then, I'm trying to think, I just went to Prague and recorded a bunch of the other movements with the Prague Symphony Orchestra just this past October.
If people want to know where they can purchase this or maybe go to Spotify or something, how would they look this up?
It's on iTunes. It's also available hard copy CD you can get from CD Baby and or Amazon.com. And you can just put in London Symphony Orchestra /Cervantes.
Super. Well, what we're going to hear is Diana's Theme. And this is one suite in the whole orchestral piece.
That's correct, yeah.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for sharing your talents and the energy of this song on the Cove. Here's Diana's Theme.
Even the way.